The night. How many years have you been doing this, Paul?
The annual Christmas Cher impersonation.
That's right.
Well, I think I've done it every year that we've been on the air.
That's right. It is a legitimate Christmas tradition
here. It has become a Christmas tradition, and this year it was heavily
promoted. People
promo.
Came on a really good night. That's right. The network coughed up some money to
heavily
put together
heavily promoted, and and I'm excited about it, and so I guess...
go ahead.
Let me, if I may, set it up.
Please do.
It was her
Paul
Christmas
Schaefer.
Special. I must have been 10, 15 years ago now. They'd had a lot of fun. William Conrad was on doing nutty, cut-up Christmas things, and now it was time for Cher to get serious and sing her perfectly serious rendition of Oh Holy Night. Sit, if you would. And it's very soft. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a mood lighting thing
takes
place. Oh,
my goodness. This is really produced this year,
but
Paul.
We've gotten a couple extra dollars for production.
Yeah.
Mirror ball, as you can see. Mirror ball up there. Okay, so it's very, very serious. And Cher is under, I believe she's under a street lamp. And the snow is falling down around her. And she has a muff.
Uh-huh. Hey!
You know what I mean. No, you know what I mean.
You're ruining the Christmas tradition.
You know what I mean. She has.
What is the matter with you?
She has a Victorian overcoat and a fur muff over her hands to keep them.
Are you sure she wasn't wearing gloves?
No, no. I remember what it was. I'm not going to repeat what it was because it's a serious, serious moment.
Okay.
And she begins to sing. Oh, holy night, so brightly shine on the hills. And that's pretty much
it.
How's that crazy? Thank you very much. David.
You know, Paul, it just gets better and better.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever seen you so visibly moved in previous years.
Well, it was that inclusion of the muff.